Things may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Protesting President Trump. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. He's about to head to Virginia to commemorate what happened in Jamestown 400 years ago, the first legislative assembly in what was then the New World. But some black state lawmakers will boycott. Fox's Kevin Cork in Jamestown reads their statements.
We must recognize that it is a government by, of, and for the people, built on the ideas of personal liberty, justice, and the rule of law. And then it ends with this: the president's words and actions demonstrate that he does not share or embody these ideals.
A vigil in Gilroy, California, the night after the Garlic Festival shooting that left three people dead, five remain hospitalized.
We cannot let the bastard that did this tear us down.
Mayor Roland Velasco, police killed the 19-year-old gunman.
Authorities have collected evidence from several homes associated with the suspect as well as from his car. They're also looking into his ideological leanings and trying to determine if he was affiliated with anyone or any group. In a now-deleted Instagram account, he referenced anti-Semitic writings popular among neo-Nazis.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in Gilroy. Trade talks resumed today with China. President Trump tweeted, "We have all the cards." Fox's Simon Owen has more live.
Dave, the president saying the problem with China is they just don't come through, suggesting China is backsliding on a recent pledge to buy more American farm products. This as lead U.S. and Chinese negotiators meet in Shanghai for the first time since talks collapsed in May. For more than a year now, the U.S. and China have been hitting each other with tariffs on imports. The president saying any second-term Trump administration would be much tougher. Dave?
Simon, you know, another big data breach. 100 million Capital One customers had personal information stolen. 140,000 had Social Security numbers taken. 80,000 bank account numbers were accessed. A Washington State woman is in jail charged in that breach. This is Fox News.
When the sand gets hot, you gotta move fast, like a dog chasing a frisbee. Move just as fast to the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Because for the first time ever, you can get 20% estimated savings on select Ford vehicles. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Don't let this hot deal on America's best-selling brand pass you by. Get into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Based on 2010 through 2018 calendar year sales. Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by Ford dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
The U.S. plan to sell weapons to Saudi Arabia can move forward. The Senate tried but failed to override a President Trump veto of congressional resolutions that aimed to block those sales. Also at the Senate, tempers flared.
After blocking a move by Democrats to pass election security legislation last week, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was described by critics as un-American and a Russian asset. Criticism he met with an angry response.
Let me make this crystal clear for the hyperventilating hacks who haven't actually followed this issue.
McConnell calls the Democratic proposal far from bipartisan and says he has a record of supporting election security. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says,
if Leader McConnell takes umbrage at his election security critics, I challenge him. Prove them wrong.
Schumer wants money added to spending bills for states to harden election infrastructure. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Federal Reserve policymakers are meeting today and tomorrow to assess the economy, considering an interest rate cut. A report on consumer spending just out shows a 0.3% increase last month. On Wall Street, though, Dow futures down nearly 100 points. There's a new king of pop.
Ain't nobody tell me nothing.
This song, streamed a lot, sets a record.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road.
Old Town Road has broken the record for longest stretch at the number one position of the Billboard Hot 100. The tune by rapper Lil Nas X and country crooner Billy Ray Cyrus has now spent 17 weeks at the top of the charts, edging out previous title holders Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men with their collaboration One Sweet Day, and Puerto Rican singer Luis Fonsi with Daddy Yankee and Justin Bieber's Despacito. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Now, first at number one with Lil Nas X singing alone. Then other remixes came, including that Billy Ray Cyrus. And Billboard counts all the versions together to keep that song number one all these weeks. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A new report says dozens of wealthy families have reportedly given up legal guardianship of their teenagers so those teens can claim significantly lower incomes and earn need-based financial aid for college. The Wall Street Journal and ProPublica each detailed the efforts after finding paperwork from Chicago area parents to financially separate themselves from their kids. Andy Borst, head of undergraduate admissions at the University of Illinois here in Urbana, told ProPublica it is a scam. He said wealthy families are manipulating the financial aid process to be eligible for financial aid they would not otherwise be eligible for. The body of a person found in the 300 block of South State Street just before 7 a.m. Monday has been identified. The Champaign County coroner identified the man as 23-year-old Julian Cummings of Champaign. Preliminary autopsy results indicate the man died from natural causes. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture, make sound financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign. Or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast. Forecast from the National Weather Service.
Sunshine and a high 84 expected today, down to 57. Only up to 80 tomorrow, down to 55. 82 the high on Thursday as we bring in August. Then 84 on Friday and Saturday with still mostly sunny conditions. Right now the temperature's at 69. ESPN 93.5.
All right, we'll be on the air tonight. Cubs and Cardinals, pick your broadcast. You can be on the Cubs Radio Network with Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer. That'll be on US 105.9. The first pitch at 7:05. So Cubbies on about 6:30 with their pregame. Cardinals are a little longer on their presentation pregame, about 6:10. 55 minutes of pregame for the St. Louis Cardinals heard here on ESPN 93.5. And they're tied going into August. How good can this be? I mean, that's unbelievable. We have both franchises. They're tied for the Central. And this thing, and by the way, seven of the last 10 games in this season, Cubs and Cardinals. They'll finish Cubs and Cardinals the last series of the year. I mean, wow. Could be good. All right, debate tonight. Chat about that coming up. Honda okay. BMW. When you're looking for a new car, a pre-owned vehicle, man, you can go online. You can go to 100 places. I mean, there are a lot of places. Why Honda BMW? There's a lot of places to go. Well, they're really, really good with people. And they don't pressure you. And they're going to take care of every detail. And that's kind of what they do to win their big awards. And they're an award-winning dealership. And to be an award-winning dealership, you have to have all the details. You have to be good on the sales floor. You have to be good in the financing. You got to be good at the processing. You got to be good at the service. They just are able to do it all. And that's what they do. And I just don't buy one there. Just go there and just give them a chance. Because if you give them a chance to earn your business, the odds are they're going to do it. They're just good. Say hey to Ben Quattrone. Very community-minded dealership as well. Honda BMW, drivechampaign.com online or off Neela Burwash in Savoy. Okay, so the debate tonight, I'm sure there'll be a lot said about gun control after the latest horrific tragedy in Gilroy, California, with a crazed 19-year-old shooting people. A 6 and a 13-year-old and a 20-something-year-old died. Devastating. And then I'm sure a lot will be said about Baltimore and our racist president, which is what they call him. If you say racist,
enough, does the word lose its meaning? I mean, racist, 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 say it 1,000 times a day. Does it have any meaning when there's actually racism? It's a horrific thing to call somebody. And they spew that thing around. How do they know what's in Donald Trump's heart? How can he execute a white supremacist, which he's doing now, and try and get that black rapper out of jail at the same time? That didn't make sense. Too many inconsistencies. But boy, is that the narrative. Okay, so tonight in Detroit, CNN trying to get $300,000 a spot for this, $300,000 a commercial. We'll have tonight headline Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. And then tomorrow night, it'll be Kamala Harris against Joe Biden, among others. It's Rachel Sutherland, Washington, D.C., Fox News Radio Bureau. How are you, Rachel?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Just deciding my schedule tonight. I don't think I can miss this Bernie and Elizabeth kind of headline tonight. What will be your MO tonight? How do you do this? How do you cover this?
Well, usually we have a night staff covering it, but I will be watching it from my couch in my footy pajamas and my popcorn at the ready.
I just want to hear Marianne Williamson talk. Come on. Give her more time.
Yep, peace and love.
I want to battle you on the fronts of love, my friend, and I'll win. Love will win. I love it. Let's go.
Right. She's going to be on the stage tonight. She did make the cut for this. I don't know how much longer she's going to be able to keep on going. Up to watch for Governor Steve Bullock. It's his first appearance in the debates. Mm-hmm. Montana governor, red state, was able to win as a Democrat. If he does well, he could potentially be a threat to Joe Biden, who is going to be debating tomorrow night, will face his nemesis, Kamala Harris.
Every time I hear Tulsi Gabbard speak, she's too left for me, but I like a lot of what she says. She's the former pilot or something from Hawaii, very measured and I think impressive.
She is, but she's not polling very well. I think according to the last Real Clear Politics average of polls, she's got 0.8%. So at this point, for the September debate, she wouldn't qualify because I believe at that point you have to have 2% support and more fundraising.
Okay, so it really comes down to it. This is 10 tonight, 10 tomorrow night on CNN. After that, who knows, maybe 12 total. It depends. I don't know.
Maybe, because you're looking at a thinning of the herd for sure.
Yeah.
People are going to have to make some very hard decisions over the coming weeks. I mean, Cory Booker's at 1.5%, Amy Klobuchar behind him. He'll be on Castro, who actually did a pretty good job, I think, in the first debate. He's only at 1% right now. They're just not able to get the name recognition that they need. It's really looking to be a four-horse race at this point between Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Kamala Harris. Pete Buttigieg, though, rounding out in fifth place. I think he's still got a shot.
Mm-hmm.
But then it drops off sharply with folks polling around 2, 1, and 0.7%.
Fox News alert, apparently a shooting inside a Walmart in Mississippi, one dead, gunman down. That's going to come up tonight. Again, there's laws that people with guns that are wanting to kill people don't generally follow the law. So there's that. That'll come up.
I would expect, because of that and then the shooting at the Garland Festival, the gun control will definitely come up.
Yep, I'm sure it will, and I'm sure the Baltimore will come up. And frankly,
absolutely.
I had no idea. I mean, Baltimore Orioles, Baltimore. I mean, I didn't know anything about and I'm seeing some stuff and statistics, and it's awful. Somebody's got to do something. That's the really bad one.
Parts of Baltimore are very rough. I was there for the Baltimore riots in the west part of the town a few years back, an experience I'll never forget. I was trying to take some pictures of some burned out cars, and I thought that was part of the riot damage, but I had this police officer come up to me and say, I thought I was going to get in trouble for taking pictures. I said, isn't this from last night? He said, no, that's your everyday burned out cars.
You got
to go two blocks down and to the left, and that's the new damage.
I mean, when you were covering that, Rachel, in all seriousness, you can't walk around alone.
Well, at times I did, but not often. I think we had some bodyguards and I stayed kind of close to the Fox News truck. Yeah, it was
scary.
I wouldn't be sad if I never went back to West Baltimore.
Well, I would love to see Elijah Cummings and Donald Trump meet in the Oval Office, but that might make Trump look good, so that'll never happen. But let's try and fix something. It'd be really neat. It's a new idea, but...
It would. Yeah, but, you know, all inner cities have their problems. And, in fact, Orkin came out with a list of the most rat-infested cities. And Baltimore's only number nine.
Oh, well, get to work. I heard L.A.'s up to 12 million rats. Maybe they're leading the league now.
It's just... Did you know that Washington, D.C. is number four on Orkin's list?
Who's number one?
Chicago.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. Well, thank you. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News at Sutherland Fox. If you want to follow her on Twitter, it'll be fascinating tonight, and we'll chat soon. Thanks, Rachel.
Great.
8:15. ESPN 93.5.
I just pulled up the shooting at the Mississippi Walmart. One person dead, a worker there, officer injured, and a suspect shot this morning just minutes ago, investigating that incident in the 6800 block of South Crest Parkway in South Haven, Mississippi. Employees were told they cannot leave the scene. Some were seen in praying circles.
Boy. All right, 8:15. That's in Walmart, Mississippi. What town?
In South Haven, Mississippi.
South Haven. Sports headlines next.
He revolutionized dining in Central Illinois forever. He's passionate about the cuisine he serves and brings creative ideas to the kitchen. Visit Naya and let Chef Thad Morrow take you on a journey that is both playful and traditional, with a pragmatic approach to simple preparation and an eye for detail in creating deep and complex flavors. This is Chef Morrow at his very best. Visit Chef Thad and his team at Naya on 212 East Green Street in Champaign. Naya, time-honored Asian cooking with bright, flavorful Italian dishes.
Sugats here, summertime means summer fun, but it also means home projects, which aren't as fun. So why not use Home Advisor? From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor connects you with top-rated pros in seconds. Read reviews from your neighbors, request quotes, and check the project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. Home Advisor makes it easy. So get those projects done and make the most of your summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
Sports headlines. Big series begins tonight.
It's true. Both the Cubs and the Cardinals are on top with their 56-49 record. And the Brewers are next. Brewers made a deal with Jordan Lyles from the Pittsburgh Pirates to come back to Milwaukee. So that's one of the deals. Of course, MLB deadline is tomorrow at 3. Will the Cubs and Cardinals make some moves?
I think they will.
Okay.
I really do. The Cardinals... certainly could use another arm, I think, and obviously, if you look around baseball, like some of the geekish behavior I do, there's not a lot out there. I mean, might be surprised, but there are a lot more buyers than sellers, and it seems pretty thin. And then you had the complication that San Francisco is now in the race. They were said to be really going to sell off, but I don't think they're doing anything in the Mets. Well, the Mets are selling. Now they look like they're buying. I don't know. Anyway, Cubs and Cardinals, I think, will do something. The Cardinals made a minor move, getting a left-handed pitcher that is assigned to Memphis. Zach Roskopf used to pitch for the Cubs. He is now part of the Cardinal organization.
Also in baseball, Chicago White Sox had the day off yesterday also, and they'll have the New York Mets that they'll host on the south side of Chicago. Illinois football with Devin Witherspoon, 6 foot, 160. He's a new defensive back that'll be on the freshman roster this year. As we say, go Illini. Camp, I guess, starts Friday, huh?
Yep, we'll be out there. Those practice fields, the public's going to be allowed a good portion of that.
That's right.
And you go out there and you see all these big people running around. They're really fast and strong, and so is everybody else.
That's right.
But it looks really good.
It does.
It's like saying in basketball team at the airport, you're really tall. It's just cool to see them up close.
It is.
These are big people.
Fan Appreciation Day will be on August 10th, and they'll show the movie Aladdin on the Jumbotron.
So you can be on the floor in Zupke Field, and they give you a $4 bucket if you want to fill it with popcorn. It's $4. Get your blankets, watch Aladdin on that fantastic screen.
That's right.
And that's all free?
Uh-huh.
Except for the $4 popcorn.
You can catch the end of the last 20 minutes of the practice there also, I believe, around 4:00. And then around 6, they've got the autographs and pictures and stuff that you can get with the players. Sounds like a great day.
It'll be fun.
August 10th.
And the Latin's Classic.
Mm-hmm.
Fun. Okay, that's, again, August 10th, sponsored by Busey, I think.
It is.
Let's check your weather.
All right, looking sunny today, tomorrow, the next day, the day after that, into Saturday. On Sunday, there's a 30% chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm, but still up to the mid-80s, down to around 60 at night. We're currently at 71 on ESPN 93.5.
I mean, I've thought about this so much. I don't know what to do about guns. I don't know what to do about random shootings. You got a mental illness problem in this country that isn't addressed. You got drug addictions that really were trying, but access to them is too easy. People get on these opiates. It's so complex, all the issues we have that cause so many problems. We're a country of laws. We have a constitution. Second Amendment says law, you know, abiding people can own these weapons. And maybe that's your key, law abiding. Because there's so many people that have guns that shouldn't have guns, and they're illegal. But how do you stop all that? 820.
From the Fox Business Network, Americans were making a little more money and not spending all of it in June. The government says personal incomes rose 0.4% in the month. Personal spending was up 0.3%. And the Federal Reserve's reading on inflation in June is tame, up just 0.1%, up 1.4% from a year earlier. The Fed is meeting today and tomorrow. It is expected to lower interest rates at the conclusion of tomorrow's session to shore up the economy. Both Capital One and Amazon shares are losing ground. More than 100 million accounts and applications for Capital One credit cards have been breached, and the accused hacker, a former Amazon Web Services employee, has been arrested. Mostly encouraging news from corporate America. Eli Lilly, Merck, MasterCard, Ralph Lauren, and Procter & Gamble all reported upbeat earnings for the spring quarter. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
On Neal Street.
Be nice to think about retirement where you could have extra money and, you know, not have to worry.
Mm-hmm.
Busey can help you get going. Their Busey Wealth Management is over 100 wealth professionals. They're really, really good, and they've got a lot of years of experience. So what you need is to have an idea of where you are. You have no idea how to get it done if you don't know where you are, or you have no plan. So check out Busey Wealth Management. You can set up an appointment. It's no cost. And you'll get a personalized approach to goal-based financial planning. Busey Wealth Management takes a holistic financial planning approach, prioritizing all of your goals. They'll ask you, where do you want to be? And then you create a plan to fund them based, here's what we make, here's what we spend, how do we get there? Well, you're going to have to use a little discipline, too. Let them sit with you. Their team is there developing a personal comprehensive plan. Transform your financial dreams into reality. Goal-based financing from Busey Wealth Management. Dream big. Busey is here. Investment products and services not FDIC insured. May lose value. No bank guarantee. You're always welcome to Texas. 359-2255. 359-2255.
217 Texter. I think it's John. Instead of Trump tweeting negative remarks about Baltimore coming up with a plan to help fix it, much rather hear a plan rather than just negative thoughts. No.
I think it all started when Elijah Cummings ripped his Homeland Security guy at the hearing and, you know, said you're responsible for all these children in cages and all that. The cages were Barack Obama's. I mean, those pictures when you first saw those, that was a 2014 picture.
I had heard that.
Yeah. So there's that. And then you've got this, you know, overcrowding. Some of the conditions are pretty nice based on some video I saw. I'm sure all of it isn't. But you also have this influx, and we're not stopping that. And we have bad laws, and Congress won't do anything about that to fix that 21-day rule we have to release. They're using children as props to get in. So there's a lot of problems, and Congress has totally failed, not just now, but for the last several decades, both sides of the aisle. So Elijah Cummings ripped his guy, and he came out and said, wait a minute, look in your own backyard, guy. How bad is Baltimore? I've never given Baltimore than 5 minutes of my thought, and I started looking it up and going, this is bad. They've been doing documentaries on how bad Baltimore is as far as the conditions. And if Donald Trump, why should Donald Trump initiate the idea? Shouldn't that come from the people in Baltimore?
Right.
They've been given billions of dollars. The last two or three mayors have resigned in disgrace. So some people are on the take, but you're giving billions of dollars to the federal government. What are you doing? You're not fixing anything. You need to get some people in there and say, okay, this city block is gone. We're knocking it all down. It's infested. We're going to make this rubble in a week. You got to have something where you design a fix, but the people on the ground there that live there have to take the lead. And Donald Trump can't be, under the rules of the new politics, he can't be given any credit for anything. So he can come up with all he wants. They're not going to accept it or give him any credit. This Rashid Tlaib, the congresswoman, part of the squad, said that, you know, the economy has nothing to do with Trump. She said all these people are getting more money because they demanded it.
Okay.
So if people demand it, I guess they just get it. I guess it just magically happens.
I wish that was the case.
So she said it had nothing to do with Trump. It's all about the people who demanded it. That's why they're getting more money. Wow. Really? That is not how it works.
Well, and that's the reality some of these folks are living in.
It is. You've got to listen. Donald Trump tweets too much for me. But let's flash back. 1991, Persian Gulf War, George Herbert Walker Bush. He had a 91% approval. 91. We got home. We got Iraq out of Kuwait. Remember all that? Saddam Hussein, we took him on. This was 1990, 1991. He had a 91% approval rating. Then it started. The demolition of George Herbert Walker Bush began, and they ripped him up one side and down the other. He was too presidential to respond. For 18 months, I'm going, why isn't he defending himself? They drove him down to a 28% approval, and Bill Clinton beat him. Donald Trump isn't going to do that. He's responding. With the new age of Twitter, mm-hmm. he can reach, you know, 45 million people with one button.
Mm-hmm.
So he's
130 characters.
He is speaking, and he doesn't allow it to go. He goes too far for me. I don't like all the stuff, but that's kind of what he is and who he is, and he is a product of our situation. We get that because of the incredible boiling frustration in a great part of this country. Fed up with stuff. And so you get Donald Trump. We did that. After Barack Obama comes to Donald Trump. Why? Because of the frustration. Stuff's happening we don't want happening. We can't do anything about it. We feel powerless. There were 17 pretty good candidates for the Republicans last time. Well, how does Donald Trump win? Because of the incredible frustration that is a whole bunch of the majority of the nation. Unhappy with our politics. So we'll see what happens in this next one, and we'll see how far left the left has to. Do the progressives, the 8%, really control this thing? It appears that they do. Because you're going to have to give health care to all the illegal immigrants. You're going to have to be anti-ICE. You're going to have to be for open borders just to get out of the primary. Then as you attempt to go back to the middle, it'll be too late. And good luck managing the left if you change on them. They'll stay home. Politics in 2019, you can text us 359-2255, 359-CALL. You're welcome to text. Love your opinions. We'll be back with news next, 828 ESPN 93.5.
I'm Lillian Wu. 100 million Americans had their personal information stolen, and a former Amazon employee is behind bars.
A hearing is set in federal court in Seattle for Thursday for Paige A. Thompson, who is charged with a single count of computer fraud and abuse in connection to the hacking of Capital One customer information. Thompson, who also goes by the handle Erratic, has been ordered to remain in custody.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers.
Capital One found out about the vulnerability in its system on July 19th and started working with law enforcement to catch the hacker.
Amazon, a cloud computing giant, refusing to take blame, saying clients are responsible for their own applications. The Department of Homeland Security, meanwhile, set to issue a hacking alert involving small planes, warning modern flight systems are vulnerable to breaches if someone manages to gain physical access to the aircraft. And home prices climbing at a slower pace in May, up just 2.4% from a year ago. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update.
1 year in prison is the sentence for a Champaign man who brought a loaded gun into the American Legion. 20-year-old Calum Hairston pleaded guilty to aggravated unlawful use of weapons. He admitted that on May 23rd, he had a fully loaded Glock handgun in the pocket of his sweatshirt at the American Legion on Hickory Street. Because of prior juvenile adjudication of possession of a firearm without a firearm owner's ID card, he is not allowed to have guns. Other charges were dropped. If you've applied for a Capital One card, your personal information might have been compromised. About 100 million people in the United States were affected by the hacking. Someone gained unauthorized access to customer personal information of people who applied for their credit card products and existing Capital One customers in March of this year. The stolen data was hosted on Amazon Web Services, but Amazon's denied any responsibility or that its security was breached. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Visit AmericasFarmers.com.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Mostly sunny today with a high 83, 57 our low tonight. Only up to 80 and down to 56 tomorrow as we wrap up the month. Sunshine as we bring in August with a high 82 expected. Friday and Saturday up to the mid-80s, down to around 60 at night. Not bad. Chance of rain at 30% by Sunday. Right now the temperature's at 72. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, sure. Shark Week, it's always a captivating week of sharks. It's on whatever channel.
Discovery.
Discovery. And apparently there's an island off of Australia that feeds the sharks cows?
Right.
What in the world is that?
So I started to Google Norfolk Island, and cows came up in my search, and I didn't even type in cows yet. Evidently, if you own 2 acres of land, you can have a couple of cows. And a lot of people own land, and they say that the cows have the right-of-way. If you're riding down the street, the cows get in the way.
Well, sounds like India, where the Hindus worship cows.
Right.
So I don't understand how the cows are ending up as feed.
Well, because this is well accepted. Everybody can have cows.
Why don't you have steaks instead of throwing them to the sharks? I don't get it.
I mean, it talks about the sacred cows of Norfolk Island in this article and talks about the cheese that they make and all these other kind of things.
Why are they feeding them to the sharks?
Cows eventually die.
Well, I mean, but a long time later. So the dead cows go to the sharks.
I don't know, but they have like
right,
a
so
feeding.
They're feeding sharks. All the sharks come and eat the cows. Well, that'd be pretty normal, but they're worried because now it's like a fish tank. You're making them dependent on you.
That's right.
And they're worried about the ecosystem because all of a sudden, they go back. It's like a zoo.
Yeah.
And they don't know how to fend.
Time for that cow to be thrown in the ocean. I think I'll head back to Norfolk Island instead of going on my mating ritual. And they say it's a lot of females. 33 in this one segment.
What kind of, are they tiger sharks?
They've tagged them and they watch their progress then from the satellite. So it's fascinating to me.
I was okay with sharks until I saw how big their mouths can open. I didn't know that because it didn't look like they have that much flexibility. But it's almost cartoonish,
right?
How big they can open, how much they can swallow. So a little creepy. We were fishing once in Florida, and we weren't a mile away from the shore, maybe two. And all these people are in the water. And the guy that owned the boat that took us out fishing said, if the water were clear, no one would ever get in because there are so many sharks here.
Wow.
So there's that.
Well, and Norfolk Island, these shark experts are on a quest to find out if the practice is altered. Will the behavior of these massive sharks change? Because there's, you know, people surfing and stuff within a couple of miles of this location where these cow carcasses are just thrown in the ocean.
Yeah, again, no shock that the sharks gather for cows.
Right.
I mean, they eat that stuff, I guess.
I mean, on one hand, I was thinking, oh, that's a good way to discard, you know.
Yeah.
But again.
Shark Week on Discovery Channel. If you want to be afraid to ever get in the water again, make sure you watch some of that because it's sharks are scary. I think they kind of mind their own business, but, you know, we've heard the attacks on the beaches. Apparently, with all the population, that's not super shocking. Mm-hmm. I just be careful how deep you go out. And even if you don't go very deep, they can come in.
That's right.
So you got to be Jaws kind of ruined it for everybody.
I know it.
1975.
Even afraid of being in the bathtub for a while.
I don't think we've ever shown the kids Jaws.
You're kidding.
They've never seen it.
because we had too many trips where we were on the beach.
Okay.
What is the good that comes out of that movie?
Right.
I mean, it's a heck of a movie.
It is.
But it,
and Steven Spielberg is using so many different things, and a lot of times the shark isn't even in the shot.
No, it that was the allure of that movie. You never saw the shark.
Exactly.
That makes it scarier. Yeah. No, it makes it when you see the bait taken and dragging all those things. Yeah. Well, that was a long time ago.
It was.
That's like 44 years ago.
Isn't that crazy?
1975, and I think Steven Spielberg was like 30.
The Forrest Gump movie came up the other day with my 15-year-old intern who had never seen it. I'm like, Forrest Gump?
Well, that was 1990.
It was like 30 years ago after Forrest I Googled Gump. It. It was like, wow.
That's stunning.
It is.
Okay, Cubs and Cardinals, we've got both. If you want the Cubs broadcast, listen to US 105.9, 7:05 first pitch. Cardinals are right here on ESPN 93.5. Trade deadline tomorrow. Lots of intrigue. The teams are tied for first. Cubs probably a little more disappointing than the Cardinals at this point. But both kind of have disappointed based on expectations. Remember the time to fly, all the Cardinal thing, and they've been flying here since the All-Star break, no question. And they ran into a bit of a buzzsaw losing their first series since the All-Star break to Houston, who I think could be the best team in baseball, even better than the Yankees, maybe. And then the Cubs are a little bit off kilter, trying to get the mojo back that brought them a 2016 World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think there's going to be moves made by both teams are going to get some help by tomorrow at 3, the deadline. Check your sports headlines and your recap coming up.
It's that blissful time of year yet again. A time for uncontainable elation everywhere you look. And I'm not just talking about summertime. I mean time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on select 2019 Honda Accord models, named America's best midsize sedan by Car and Driver. And while the joy caused by these deals is quite a joy to behold, it's even better to experience for yourself. So hurry in to your local Honda dealer.
See dealer for financing details. Excludes hybrid models. Car and Driver, January 2019.
It's that blissful time of year yet again. And I'm not just talking about summertime. I mean time for the Honda Summer Spectacular event, where well-qualified buyers can get 2.9% APR on select 2019 Honda Civic models, which you made the best-selling compact car in America. Hurry in to your local Honda dealer.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers or go to centralilhondadealers.com.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Type R based on IHS market calendar year-to-date March 2019 for non-luxury traditional compact car segment new retail registrations in U.S.
Curtis Orchard and Champaign, Illinois is your Central Illinois home for the juiciest and tastiest apples. The apples can be purchased in their quaint little country store, or you can book a spot to pick your own apples in the You Pick Orchard. Curtis Orchard is a family business and has been a working family farm since 1873. Come taste the tradition and family-friendly atmosphere at Curtis Orchard.
So when I tasted the honey from Curtis Orchard, I knew right away this is really, really good stuff.
They're in Southwest Champaign on Duncan Road.
Visit CurtisOrchard.com.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless where you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
The Cardinals host the Pirates the weekend of August 9th through the 11th, and we have you covered head-to-toe with great promotional giveaways all series long. Friday, fans will receive a Cardinals tank top, courtesy of Cooper Tires. Saturday, take home a Cardinals mesh back hat, presented by the Shane Company. Sunday wraps up the series when fans can add mystery Cardinals socks, produced by Parkway by Stance. August 9th through 11th, tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call us at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, Buster Olney here, and my friend
Transit Marathon are really helping you save. Because right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon every day with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Okay, Donald Trump just spoke moments ago on his way to Jamestown, recognized 400 years of Jamestown. Black members of the Congress are boycotting something about race. So,
okay.
But he has said that China has lost 5 million jobs and because of these tariffs, and they're negotiating again with China. Pretty tough to try and correct the trade imbalance with China. He's certainly trying. And he said, hey, I'll get involved with Baltimore if they want my involvement. He said, but we've been giving, government's been giving them billions of dollars. The question is, where's the money? He said, it's a corrupt government. So by him saying it's been a corrupt government over the last however long it's been, because all this money has gone away, last three mayors have resigned in disgrace, is that racist? Because I think most of Baltimore and the leadership anywhere is African-American. So I guess you could call that racism based on the current definition of it. Criticize somebody of color and you're accused of being a racist. That's what I'm seeing out of all this.
Right.
So he's talking, going to Jamestown, Virginia. 400 years ago, I guess, Jamestown was founded in the New World. All right, let's check your sports headlines.
Well, while we're on it, there was a text in saying, don't forget Ross Perot affected the outcome of that election. So
92 he did, but they drove George Herbert Walker. I was saying that George Herbert Walker Bush had a 91%, and then they just beat him up for 18 straight months, and he had no response. He thought it was above the White House and the Oval Office to comment. Trump is completely opposite. He responds to everything, and he creates news cycles that aren't necessary, but
right.
That's what he does.
That's right.
And so, yeah, you're right. Ross Perot had a huge impact into that and probably did give that to Bill Clinton, who won with like 43%. But anyway, it was they drove his popularity, Bush's popularity, from 91 to 28 because there was no response. I remember vividly saying, defend yourself. Nothing.
So thanks for your input here on ESPN 93.5 on that at 359-2255. Looks like the Cardinals and Cubs series starting off with them both on top will be very interesting this evening after 7, both with a record of 56 and 49. Let's get your Redbird recap.
Cardinals and Cubs play at 7:15 tonight, first game of a three-game series, the two teams sharing the top of the National League Central. Adam Wainwright on the mound against Yu Darvish. It'll be a busy week, not just the series between the Cardinals and Cubs, but tomorrow's trade deadline. Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak.
That's exciting to think that you might be able to do something to help your club. And, you know, I think the one thing that's tough right now is I think we're all sort of dealing with the unknown. All of us who have been a part of trading deadlines in the past, it was always like, okay, well, if we don't get something done now, we still have the whole month of August to do so. But that's not the case anymore. And so for us to recognize that it's a true deadline and a hard one come 3 o'clock on Wednesday, we need to really try to be moving on this. But I think the one thing you're realizing is the sellers are looking at, like, they're just willing to take their product out there for as long as they can to see if they can get a better deal.
6:20 Ameren Total Access, 7:15, the first pitch tonight for the Cardinals and Cubs.
All righty. We had the Chicago White Sox off yesterday. They'll host the New York Mets. And we talk about trading. We've got the Brewers that locked in a deal with Jordan Lyles. Again, he comes back to Milwaukee after being with the Pittsburgh Pirates and pitching for a while. But, yeah, with that trade deadline tomorrow at 3, there's some negotiation going on.
There's no question. A lot of talking. And 3 o'clock tomorrow Eastern time is the trade deadline. I'll be surprised if the Cubs don't make a move of significance in the Cardinals. But again, the whole scenery has changed in the last 3 weeks because some teams are playing better and they don't want to sell everybody. So who's available? Will there be a big name that pops up at the last minute? I don't know. Maybe, but it doesn't look like it.
The Illini get a couple of commitments, of course, over the weekend with the 4-star quarterback C.J. Dixon, 3-star offensive lineman Kevin Tyler, and most recently joining the freshman class is a defensive back, Devin Witherspoon,
yep,
who started in football. His junior year, he really excelled in baseball and track, where he was a high jumper. 6'7" is a very nice high jump.
A lot. Hey, I want to mention Elena Bowie. She's an upcoming senior at the high school, St. Thomas More. at the rail in Springfield, Elena Bowie shot a 63.
Ooh.
That is amazing. She made a 7-footer on 18 to get her 63 at the rail. So Elena Bowie, going to play some college golf somewhere.
Hey, Harry, get ready, get set, and make sure you go to Game Day Spirit August 9th and 10th.
What's so epic about this sale?
Well, prices will be marked up to 80% off with brands like Nike, Champion, Columbia, and 47 brand. Tees as low as $4, hats as low as $7. Need one of those clear stadium bags this fall? Game Day Spirit will have them on sale for just $5. Oh, and those Flying Illini bobbleheads, half off.
So when is it?
It's Game Day Spirit's epic clear event August 9th and 10th at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign. Don't miss it.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-473-9933. 800-473-9933. 800-473-9933.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Take advantage of less commotion and traffic in campus town and slow down at Naya. Naya Restaurant, a fresh take on modern Italian cuisine, highlighted by Asian cooking technique. Make reservations, view the menu, and get the backstory at NayaRestaurant.com. Naya Restaurant in campus town at 212 East Green Street. Open Monday through Thursday, 5 to 9:30. Friday and Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. Naya Restaurant.
We started 5 years ago, in March, actually. So we're 5 years in the business, kind of taking our passion to grow the business. Everybody that we hire is good with people, good with customers. Everyone cares about the work they're doing, especially in storm situations as well. I always recommend using local contractors, guys that are there after the storm. When they call Freedom Roofing, you get an answered phone call, quick service. We follow up with the customers after the job. Our final job cleanup is second to none. Find me at freedomchampagne.com.
You had a dream of opening your business, and you took a risk to build it. At Busey, we understand your goals and dreams continue to evolve as you position your business for growth, look towards retirement, and plan for future generations. Achieve your dreams. Busey is here to help. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, here's a quick check of your forecast. National Weather Service.
Looks good if you're into the sunshine. Today's high 83, 57 our low tonight, up to 80 tomorrow, down to 56. Sunny on Thursday as we bring in August with a high 82, low 59. 84 the high and down to around 60 at night, both Friday and Saturday. Sunday, at least we have a 30% chance of showers, and I think we could use another round of rain. 72 now, ESPN 93.5.
Who's this? Hello, this is Shane Colt from Country Arbors Nursery. Country Arbors Nursery is your local garden center, and we're fully stocked with perennials, trees, shrubs, and annuals all summer long. This week only, we're having a fill the green cart sale. All the 4-inch annuals and flats you can fit into a green cart without stacking for $20. We've seen people get as many as 50 plants. There are restrictions, but I promise it's the best deal you'll ever see on annuals. If you're more into shade, Country Arbors is also having a big sale on trees. Buy any tree this week and we'll give you 20% off the tree and 10% off the planting. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery or go to countryarbors.com for more information.
Details while supplies last.
All right, stand by. Very latest with the Jeremy Warner program coming up next. Illinois getting ready to go. Practice begins Friday, and now we go. Let's go. Akron coming in. The Zips are coming in the 31st
of August. Okay, then.
All right, have a great afternoon.
All right, enjoy your day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Meet you tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday.
Dad.